What's going on, family? This is a feedback edition of Stroud, Low Cash, me and Javon did. Javon's out in New York, so me and him got together on the line and chopped it up about a lot of different topics, a lot of questions listeners had about everything going on within hip-hop. Basically, really talking more like hip-hop conversations, not too much getting in-depth on, like, you know, the Colin Kaepernick and the brothers being shot recently in the news. So we're going to tackle that soon. But we just want to keep it right hearted and fun with this. So a little audio goes in and out a little bit on this. But it's definitely going to be dope and funny. We cover Tupac. We go in-depth with him. Man, 20 years Tupac passing last week. A lot of stuff that we, you know, talk about with that. Our own experiences when Tupac died. What we think about him now is crazy on a bigger scale of Tupac's influence that people don't even realize that, you know, moving forward, how much he impacted all of us. So it's going to be funny. We got a lot of clips in here from a lot of different things. That's going to be surprises. Try to chop it up and be cool and fun with it. If you haven't yet a chance, make sure you check out our Power Review show with myself, Arthur Shivers, Janae Wallach, and Lexi. So it's that, you know, we just really putting out the content and everything that everybody wants, desires, and looks for. Now, make sure you email us, straightolc@gmail.com, with your questions, thoughts. Also, straightolc on Twitter, Stroud Locast fan page. We all been having some fun over there, posting different stuff for you all to check out and be abreast upon. But yeah, definitely check this out. Let me know what y'all think about, especially the Tupac, and give us some of y'all memories of Tupac as well. It'd be dope. If you remember recording and send it to us, we'll play it on the show as well. Email us, like I said, once again, straightolc@gmail.com. Appreciate all the love and support, and I hope y'all like this edition of the Feedback Mission. Peace.
Time goes on and everybody grows. Grew a buck, had to buck, went our own ways. You chose the dope game, my microphone pays. In many ways we were paid in the old days. So far away from the crazies with 8Ks. And though I've been around clowning with the underground, I'm still down with my homies from the hometown. And if you need anything at all, I drop it off for y'all.
Welcome back. We back with the feedback episode. Javon, man, let everybody know what you've been up to out in New York, man.
Man, I've been out here, dude, grinding. I actually performed in New Jersey yesterday. No, 2 days ago.
We're in New Jersey.
The spot, I want to say it was called Southern Comfort. So it was like one of those, one of the nights. It was a comic, I want to say Quintel. I don't know his last name, man. But down with Marshall Brandon was on the show. He performed. Stephanie Monroe. And I went with my homeboy, Kareem Green. He took me over there, man. It's pretty cool. So, So I do Connecticut on Thursday this week. I don't know the name of the spot, though. It's hosted by Marshall Brandon.
Is Kareem Green, did he do Geico for a minute or something?
I don't know, man.
His name sounds familiar to me, like something on MTV he did or something.
Well, you know, he did my show in St. Louis.
Right,
he
right.
did the Class Clowns before, but... as far as doing a guy call, I'm not sure if he did guy call before.
Okay. All right. Man. All right. So let's get into some of these topics, man. First off, this first question, actually this is going to be our Tupac segment. My man, My Info says, 20 years of Tupac, did Tupac die ahead of his prime? Has anyone matched the best of him as far as influence on the culture?
No.
Well, if you listen to the last episode, somebody said Drake has.
No. Nobody has matched Tupac. And, I mean, for one, look what we're still talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, that show, I mean, I'm not to discredit anybody, but, like, you know, he had Big L, he had Big Pun. Big Pun was great lyrically. I think that he was very underrated. You know what I'm saying? So I don't necessarily think it's even about the best lyrics. I mean, even with Biggie. We all love Biggie, man, but when you talk about an overall influence by a single artist, and nobody has ever matched, and God forbid, but it did say, for instance, whatever happened and Drake wasn't around today, 10 years from now, we wouldn't be celebrating Drake.
Nah, not at all. It'd be another dude that'd be like, it'd be like what Tory Lanez and somebody basically take his whole spot and just continue
it. Yeah. So, And I, you know, I don't know if we're gonna talk about that on this episode, but the Lil Yachty, whatever the guy's name.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, well, I was there. We go. Look, that's a good segue. Go into it.
And they, I don't know if you. I mean, I'm sure you saw, but they pretty
you
much.
Know
they
you know what? I'm gonna put that as the part of the beginning of this, before the episode starts. I'm gonna put that clip in there for like if
that's
you know
cool.
So people can hear it, for they could be like, what the hell?
Man, they blatantly discredited Pac, but then like. The song they were trying to play Pac, then they played the Picture Me Rolling. They didn't even play Pac's verse.
That was Big Sur.
Yeah, they weren't even Tupac. They exactly. So I'm like, and they were like kind of like making fun of it. You know, they're making a mockery of Picture Me Rolling. And it was like Pac could never make nothing like this. Listen to this. They started playing a Drake song where Drake was singing on it. I'm like, man, come on. They got amp off of that too. Didn't they get hype a little
dude,
bit?
They got amp off a singing song. He's like, man, he can't even sing and rap at the same time. I'm like, dude, like.
Oh my god. Like they, but I'm saying that those guys probably never heard of Mos Def. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mos Def been singing and rapping.
Ja Rule
did
it. Ja Rule did
right,
it. Nelly.
Right. Well, I'm going to say, but to the way Drake does it. Like, Drake will make a whole singing song.
Ja Rule did too,
like,
though. Ja Rule did too.
But he is like, he's like a melodic, like, rapping.
You think the same thing with
voice.
Nelly?
Yeah, well, actually, Nelly made a song. I promise to God, dude, I heard a song where Nelly was almost singing. Like, just right at, I'm going to say, if he held a note a little longer, we'd have been like, oh, dog, he's singing. Like, so he basically was singing on the song. Yeah, but with Drake, I think Drake can, you know, he can hold the tune and stuff and all that, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're not better than Pop. For one, okay, I'm going to say this. If you got a dude who can make all kinds of movies, you know what I'm saying, like, Pac made songs for everybody, white, black. And I know people gonna say that about Drake, but we talking about a dude who did it on all. My mama got songs that she likes Tupac to make, you know. So it's just like, dude, Tupac touched everybody with something, with some type of something from his music.
And
so, like,
Drake didn't speak for no issues either. Tupac spoke for the people. Like, he spoke about issues in his rhymes. He wouldn't just tell him. Drake is that passive aggressive shit about being with a chick, man. Like, I want to be with
every
you,
time.
And but I don't want to be with you because I want to go fuck with these strippers. You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all he does.
That's pretty much it. But then Pac can make a song like, How Do You Want It? A little way you activate your head to put your ass out. Like,
dude.
He talking about it, all that, but then he talking about the Lord's tucking you some motherfucker that said, like, oh, I'm like, man, like, you.
And he dissed Liz. Hey, I just tripped off with that. He dissed C. Delores Tucker within a kick in his song.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, come on, party.
Yeah.
Hey, he
changed the words up on the regular. Like, he was like, the Lord's Tucker, use a motherfucker instead of trying to help a nigga you destroy. Then on the edited version, he'd be like, the Lord's Tucker, I forgot what he said, but it's different, though.
It's crazy because I be tripping. Pac did that a lot where he would diss somebody on Toss It Up, dissing Dre.
He spent
the last verse dissing Dre for no reason.
He
disses Drake at the end, Dre at the end of that. For no reason.
He does.
Because I was listening to an interview with somebody, Aaron Hall, and he's like, I didn't even know he was going to diss Dre at the end of that song. He added that on the end of it.
For real.
It was just supposed to be.
Pop probably heard it and was like, nah, this needs something else to it.
But dude, man, Pac being dead 20 years, man, like, dude, would you even think, man, like 20 years Pac being dead, man, what do you remember when finding out Tupac was dead?
Dude, I remember I was sitting at the crib, and we was living in North County at this point, so I remember sitting at the crib. This is like, what, our sophomore year?
What'd you say?
Drake is better than Tupac and Biggie. They ain't got shit on Drake. They got shit on Drake. They don't have shit on Drake. What can they do that Drake can do? Drake rapping, singing, the rest of the hall, all that. My nigga.
Can Tupac and Biggie make some shit like this?
Take a shot for me. What song you listen to and Drake?
Bricks for Drake and everybody that's on this bus right now.
Exactly. Yeah, and then I remember sitting in the kitchen and then hearing on a on it was like, was it Chaos? I think it was Chaos. DJ Chaos, I wanna say, probably. But that was back in the day, and he was just like, man, he like sad news, you know, Tupac, Shakur has passed away. I remember hearing that dude like, and it felt like Tupac was that wild-ass brother that we had growing up that you thought was invincible, because he got shot already. He got shot again, so you figure he's going to make it out this time. And he didn't, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, I remember that night, dog. I went finding out that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, man. And then, I remember, man, when he first got shot, it was over the weekend, and people was like, yeah, Tupac got shot. Like you said, people was like, man, he gonna make it, man. He'll be all right. He got shot five times before, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, he'll make it. I remember when I found out I was going to a party, man. That party was the most depressing party, high school party I've been to in my life. It was girls in there crying. It was girls in there.
For real?
Dude, it was people breaking down, dog. Dude, it was people breaking down, crying. I remember this girl specifically, man. I had just started hollering at her, man, and she just inconsolable, dog. Like, she just literally just was sitting there crying, leaning on my shoulder, crying the whole night. And it wasn't even like no thing is being fly. She like straight up messing up my Tommy Hilfiger long sleeve, crying on my joint.
That's not serious. You messing up the Tommy Hilfiger long sleeve.
Hey, and that's when it was premium, boy. I was trying to step out.
Yeah.
I was trying to step out, man. I mean, with Pac Man, you talked about this a little bit before on Stroud Low Cash a little bit, but more and more I look at the case and I read up, man, I think he just got caught up in some bullshit with Suge, man. I don't think it was no big nefarious thing like people try to act like.
I kind of do think it was more than what we know.
But it seemed like he was just fucking around and fought the wrong cats and they just fucking took him out.
Well, I mean, that could have been the case. I'm going to say this. I think Biggie, now, you know, looking back at it, I think Biggie's death was a direct result from Tupac dying.
I'm almost 90% sure Suge had something to do with it. I'm almost 90% sure.
Yeah.
That Suge had something to do with it. Yeah, yeah. Biggie's was a conspiracy. Right. 90% sure of that.
Now, Tupac's death, I mean, before, when I would say younger, even now at times, it flashes of me thinking, like, that it could have been done by, like, I ain't gonna say like the Illuminati or nothing like that. I don't be doing all that, but I'm just saying like the government. I mean, I think they could have been, and that's just because Pac actually during that time he actually had a voice, dog, and he had if people understand the following. He had a following of people, like black guys who were seriously like, you know what? Maybe we do need to get it together. That type that like he was actually starting a movement, man. He was going to political rallies and stuff like that and meeting up with Farrakhan. And like, man, he's one of the first guys who really took it and put it in his music. I ain't gonna say first guys, because you know, of course you got Public Enemy, people like that, but I'm saying Pac, for him being like as charismatic as he was, and just like he had everything, man. And I just feel like for them to have murdered him on the strip in Vegas and nobody find out. And it's like, man, they found out who what's the dude name who played in Mockingjay and the Hunting Games and stuff like that? The guy who he died of a heroin.
Oh, real. Yeah, yeah, I know you're talking about.
What's his name?
Philip Seymour. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm like, dude, they found out who his heroin dealer was. They sold him the heroin that he overdosed with. I'm like, y'all, you didn't even tell me. You found out who his heroin dealer was, but you can't find out who killed Tupac.
Well, I think people know who killed him, though. It's the dude, that Crip, that's already dead, though.
Well, that's what's said, though. But, that has never been confirmed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, even now, like, dude, I'm just saying for that to have happened on the Strip. And the guy, what's his name? Orlando something. Wasn't it Orlando?
Orlando Brown or something. It's Orlando Brown. I think it is Orlando Brown.
Right. Well, I know he was murdered and stuff, but he was murdered a while after Pac died, wasn't he?
No, it was like 6 months later, man. It was like 6 months later. It was fairly soon afterwards, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like,
well,
and then you had the whole situation that made it more, I think, more sensational with Gaddafi getting killed, what, like 5 weeks later or whatever.
Right,
going back to New
Gaddafi
Jersey.
Did get murdered.
5 weeks later.
Yeah.
He went 5 weeks later, went home and everything. And the thing that's tripped out is, man, like, it's a, I'm going to send it to you after you get off, but it's an interview, one of the last interviews Pac does with Sway. And he really talks, like, when he talk, like, it made me want to go slap Biggie, like, the way he was talking about Biggie. I was like, you damn right, Biggie. Like, he was talking so much, he was like, and I guess it makes sense to a certain, from a perspective, I can see both sides from the East Coast, West Coast situation. Pac looking at it like all the East Coast dudes are constantly down on West Coast dudes, which East Coast people did do down anybody that was an East Coast rapper at one point. Like, it wasn't, if you wasn't from New York or shit, they just cats from Jersey. Red Man talk all the time about how nobody fuck with him because he's from Jersey, let alone not from New York. So, you know, and he was like, they was dissing and doing all this, and he said Biggie was his boy, you know, and he kind of, Biggie said he warned him about dude that supposedly shot him. Biggie warned him or whatever. And then he said, I guess he had two dudes with him. He said, well, he talked about the full story, which is more interesting because when you hear about Tupac getting shot at the Quad Studios, you think he was kind of on his own, just walking on his own and got popped. He was with two other dudes, he said, that were with him. And he said, they backed up when he was getting robbed, when they was pulling them. And he said that he normally keep his gun on him or something, and they knew, the dudes that knew him, that's why they shot him, because they thought he was finna pull out, because he normally keep two guns on him, but he didn't bring
right,
guns.
Right, that was around the time where he had shot some
two cops.
Duty police officer.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Hey, Tupac shot two cops in front of a hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how. Yeah. And that's, I'm saying, like, dude. And then Tupac's folklore lives on because people think they can go to jail now that they get more popular. Him and Gucci Man are the only ones to get away with that, to me, where they really increased their career.
Let me see. Tupac. Right, because when I look at Boosie really didn't like gang. I mean, it was like almost like people celebrating him being released, but they weren't necessarily buying his music. So he ain't as popular now as he was before he went to jail. Tupac did. He became 1,000 times more popular after his shooting and going to jail. Like, it was like, man, it was crazy.
Yeah, because, I mean, the folklore of Tupac is something crazy, man. And that's the thing that Lil Yachty and all them kind of cats ain't never going to understand, is that dude was, he was as crazy as he was. He literally was every ghetto child, man, because he was the in culmination of everything. Emotional as hell, mama.
That's a good word until you went to college.
But like even with, and we can go into the movie, man, because people ask us about, talk about the new trailer, and this is why I don't think the movie's not going to work, because a Netflix series could work, man. And I was getting to a debate with somebody on Facebook, and I was like, look, man, Tupac's life is so complicated from his birth all the way up until he died that you can't do that in no hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. And he's like, really? Is Tupac like really coming? I was like, okay, so your mom is a Black Panther. You were born in jail. You don't know your dad for real. Your stepfather is a Black Panther that gets locked up. That's a notoriously known political prisoner. Your mom is on crack.
Your godmama.
It's a side of Shakur. Yeah. And look, and that's before you even get to the rap stuff. That's two or three episodes of the Netflix show right there before you even get to the rap.
They can do that like they did Roots.
Yeah.
Do a whole series.
Look, you ain't even got to, like, the whole thing, him meeting Jada and all the people out in Baltimore and going to the School of Arts. That's before he even get to Digital Underground. That's two or three episodes right there. So, and to think about how many different people you need to interview and be like real comprehensive with it. Because I hope they talk to Tretch, Jada. I mean, even, I mean, I would talk to every like 20, 30 people and like all this information and make a long thing. And the only way they could do it, me and you talked about this before, if some of my listeners remember, is if they do Tupac the night he died and just do flashbacks. That's the only way you can make it look good to me. Like the night that he died.
Yeah.
And then, driving off. No, hanging out that night at the casino, and it's like, you know, Cass's big boss hog. And I remember when back in the day when I ain't had nothing. And then boom, you go back to him and his mom for a minute. Then you go back to him and Suge, maybe kicking with some girls. Then when they stomp out, homeboy, then flash back to the to something happened in the past, maybe Digital Underground or something. But I don't think you can try to do his life chronologically.
And then you're right. I was talking about that. They got they got to cover, like you said, the Digital Underground. They got to cover the beginning stages, the Digital Underground stage. This ain't even to the Death Row all day yet.
Yep.
The Digital Underground stage, and with him as a dancer, even from him transitioning from, you know, being MC New York to being MC in California, and that whole time he's living in California and stuff, then you got... I just wonder how they're going to do it. You're right. That is a good question, though.
Yeah, because I don't... I just... Then before, this would be John Singleton doing this, so I trusted that a lot more with John Singleton being at the helm. And I don't know about... I mean, Benny Boom is cool as a video director, but I just don't know, man. And then I see the trailer, and it's like, it kind of looks cool in some points, and in some parts, it looks real bootleg, man.
I mean, I'm going to say this, though. Hype Williams, he directed Belly, right?
Right, yep.
And he was known for videos.
Right.
So, it may work. It's a chance that it may work out, but I mean, I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, oh, man, like, almost like the same way I think you can't do a Marvin Gaye movie, almost, because he's so complicated as well, you know?
Like, right.
It's just some people. And maybe if we was farther away from the character, like, for instance, I think because somebody was saying, what about Ray? Ray Charles was complicated. I was like, but we were so far away from Ray Charles and him being so old, it didn't matter. We know Tupac and all these different situations that happened. Like, if you waited 40 years...
Ray Charles died at what, 80-something?
Yeah,
70-something?
Yeah, 80-something. And then you got to think he died right before the movie came out. Cool, but the thing is, though, it was all them stories of that movie was 40 years before the movie. They didn't do Ray Charles when he's doing the Diet Coke commercials. You remember the Diet Pepsi and all that? We know that. That's too updated. You would have to wait 40 years to, like, our kids are older, or their kids are older, and then they can do a movie about Tupac and make it a movie, and nobody would really trip and be like, oh, well, I guess that's how Tupac was. Because it's too close to people that know all the information.
Right. He only been dead, what,
20 years? 20 years, man.
Yeah, he only been dead. And that ain't a long time, dog.
No.
That's from 1980 to 2000, you know, so that's not a long time.
No,
you know?
Man. It's not a long time at all. So that's why I'm – and then that's why with that trailer with that one, man, it just kind of – man, it just kind of rubs me the wrong way with the whole thing, man. But all right, let's go into some other topics, man. Listeners want to talk about this game versus Meek Mill and Sean Kingston, man.
Yeah, and this is my thing. I didn't even know the game had an album coming out like that. But
me
some of my people were saying that he's doing it to for publicity for his album. And if that's the case, I mean, I just think, you know, especially with the times that we're going through as black men. And I ain't just saying to try to be no peacemaker or nothing like that, but all that for real beef shit, if it ain't just lyrically, I think, you know, niggas need to kill it, because you get to a point where, man, this is like, we just got done talking about Tupac. It can spill over into something unnecessary, I'm going to say that, to where, like, say, for instance, the game does go to Philly and does a show in Philly, just like he did a show in Miami. And supposedly, I think Stitches is taking credit for shooting up his tour.
Hey, what? Hold on, man. Why is Stitches sitting there hoping something happened to him before he could claim it? Anywhere.
Yeah.
He could have been in Australia, and he got shot. See, I told you. Australia,
right,
anywhere.
Right. Stitches, well, yeah.
Hey,
exactly.
Man. But he came out of nowhere, man. We can't even add Stitches to this conversation, because that was just for no reason.
You're right.
He talked about
it. But yeah. He did a video. That's why I know what you want to say. He did that video.
That whole video was hilarious, man. He's like, I'll wait for outside your club right now. And then they show him getting punched out in front of the club, man.
Bruh. He straight got ass. And then he went down, too. You can't go down, man.
Oh, no, he went down.
Oh, man.
And then he's talking about, then he going to get back in the car and get back on the video. Like, dude, like, come on, man.
I want to say he got arrested, didn't he?
Yeah, but no, he got back on the video after he got out. Like, see, that's what punk niggas do. You know, they hit me in my eye and stuff. I'll be all right, though. I'm still the man of this city. Don't get it twisted. And I'm like,
Right. Yeah.
Come on, Stitches, man. Come on, my man. But this game, Meek Mill thing, though, man. Meek Mill's actually doing a beef correctly for once.
Dude, I said, duh. I said, this is how he should have did with Drake. Like, even if he didn't respond first, have something in the chamber to where you like, okay, I'm coming right back out with this.
He didn't think Drake was going to respond, though. I think he didn't think Drake was going to respond. That was he miscalculated.
Yeah, I think he did, too. That's like when you mess with the little nerd at school. Like, oh, look at you, little nerd, your little glasses. All of a sudden, nerd, just, bam, punching your shit, and you fall out. Like, damn, well, I didn't expect that.
And look, you just holding on to the desk, trying to figure out, like, when you try to, you know, you swiping at the legs of the desk, trying to figure out how do we get up.
What he hit me with? And everybody saw you, so now it's like, ooh, what are you going to do? And the principal come get both of y'all, so it's like, now you in front, now you got to do something, but you scared because you don't know what's going to happen next. So that's kind of what me
then you with the principal, then Drake hit you again in front of the principal.
right. And then more people heard about it. And so I just don't think Meek knew how to respond then. But I do think in this case, I think he came back pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
So what do you think about this whole beef, man? You see Sean Kingston, though, trying to act tough?
Dude, my thing is with Sean Kingston probably need to chill out, man. I mean, what is cars and stuff getting repoed?
Yeah, no, and this like the third time he got robbed for his chains.
Yeah, and Sean Kingston is in Cali, and it's like, I don't care how, like, what DMX always say.
Everybody's in the man's own hood.
You pretty much in gang's hood when you talk about Cali. But that's what I'm saying. As black men, I would hope it wouldn't spill over to nothing like that, but... Man, I just think Sean Kingston, all the extra shit, like you said, you're a pop star, so just be that, man. And like, I just think, like, even with Justin Bieber and all them your partners and stuff, man, keep going up, or at least trying to be up. All this extra shit.
Hey, he was talking real tough though, Javon. Like if I showed somebody that and they never saw him as an artist, they'd be like, oh, he must be a gangster rapper, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And then honestly, like, I mean, I can't judge. I ain't gonna say I don't like judging books by the cover, but if they were to fist fight, me personally, just looking at them too, I think Gang would fuck Sean Kingston up.
I think he'd fuck up Meek Mill too. We saw him fight this boxing videos.
Oh yeah, no, we saw Meek Mill and we saw Young Thug box. I think Young Thug's boxing was worse than Meek Mill. Though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but Meek Mill don't look like he can score. We've seen Gang beat up people. We've heard about Gang beating up people. He beat up Ross Cox at the club. Remember that? Then he beat up was it Spider Loke?
40 Glock.
And then 40 Glock and 4 and 4 and 40 Glock on camera.
Yeah.
Hey, man. And Sean King said you've been robbed by three different people with your chains. You've been robbed three times, man.
Yeah. If I was Sean King, I wouldn't even get involved. And I mean, I know Game's trying to say, and now this thing though, if Game is on some just trying to promote his album and stuff. Like, I would laugh at it. I'd be like, dog, you pathetic. You know what I'm saying? You try to promote your album and saying this, like, you know that's not true. And I just go, I wouldn't even say nothing else about it. I just let it die out. I mean, because for one, like, what is somebody like Sean Kingston going to do? Make a rap record, this, to make it to Game? That ain't going to happen. Yeah. They ain't going to be successful.
You know what? The Game may actually move into the Pantheon. Because I actually put 50 Cent as the best overall disser of all time. Like, of all in hip-hop history. Maybe you're not this track, but I'm talking about, like, when he put his crosshairs on you, you in a fucked up position. Only person to get out of his way is Rick Ross. Everybody else is taking L's. And Game is...
Cameron.
Cameron's whole crew is not even cool now because of 50.
Yeah, man. But you know what, though? Cam said recently that him and 50 did some stuff together, like an interview, and Cam was like, he never really even had a problem with 50.
It was just the.
And I can believe it.
Yeah, I can believe that. I can believe that.
Just like I don't think Game even really has a problem with Meek Mill. I don't. I don't think Game really has a problem with Meek Mill.
You think it's for the promotion and all that?
I mean, because it came out of nowhere, man. Because like when you saying it with all the stuff about the
it's supposed to be about snitching, saying it's snitching. Some of his boys robbed Sean. That's what I'm saying. Like, how you talking?
That
boys
happened a while ago.
Happened like in June or July. They said. But this is my thing. If you Sean Kingston, Gang's boys already robbed you. Why are you talking? How are you talking tough on you? And you got robbed.
Yeah.
How are you talking tough? And it's to the dude that got you robbed. In theory.
Right. Agreed.
Like, agreed. I don't, if anything, I mean, I wouldn't even say nothing, man. I was like, you know what? Like you said, that you a clown. You a clown, man.
I wouldn't say nothing. I keep my entire mouth shut.
Hey, I put a picture of me and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I take a picture of Taylor Swift or something and be like, I'm on that Pop Life. And people know what I'm talking about. But I'm like, dude. But Game is going at Meek, though, man, with them pictures and stuff. Hey, that one with Nicki Minaj, man, I fell out on the floor, dog.
What picture?
He put up the picture with Nicki, like, where I guess they had a photo shoot with a whole bunch of pictures of him and Nick, with Game and Nicki from the past. And she said the last time she held a real nigga.
I did see that.
What is that? Seventh grade having body ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh man, dude. And I was like, the messed up part. And I was like, Drake opened this floodgate because anybody can talk about you and your lady now. You, it's all fair game.
Yeah, and really, pretty much the only thing me can really say is I'm getting money.
Yeah, and I got a bad chick. Well, you see, the Nicki put up a thing though, trying to kind of diss in Game on the low.
What you put up?
Well, you know he got that ooh remix, you know, where he dissing. You heard it, where he dissing Game, and she got a thing where she getting on, like, on the plane. It's got ooh on the bottom of it.
For real?
Yeah.
And another thing too, Beanie Sigel, you know.
Yeah, right. How did Beanie Sigel get in this?
Well, you know, Game, like, if you heard the ooh song, Game was like using Beanie Sigel's tag. He was like, I come through with the beans and Mac.
Right, right.
Something he was like, I come not. Basically, like, using Beanie. You know how Game always name drops in his songs or whatever. But he wasn't dissing Beans, but he was, like, using his name, you know, to rhyme it out or whatever. Like, when he said, vibrant thing, Q-tip, tell your girl to, talking about tell Nicki to get on. You heard him say that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I know you're talking about.
So, yeah, it was on something like that where Game was just, you know, play with words, but using Beanie Mac to say something towards me. And I think with Beans being from Philly, you know, he the OG in Philly. Of course, he's going to side with, I mean, I'm not going to say of course, but I know in this case, it looks like that's who he's siding with, Meek, because he probably feel like, you know, y'all making fun of Meek, but he's like the representation of our city right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like y'all not going to use him as no punching bag.
Was that him on the Instagram video? Was that him on the Instagram video with Meek? And
yeah,
in the street?
Yeah, that was him.
Okay.
Well, they were somewhere, but they were all together, and Meek was listening to it, and he would just smile. Now, and my thing is, too, man, like, I mean, you like Beans, I know he done lost a lot of weight. When he got shot, I'm going to say he lost a lot of weight and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's why he looked a little different to me. He looked a little different.
Yeah. But I mean, I think lyrically, Beans, man, like I said, me and you talked about this, Jada and Beans, that probably was the best battle. When we talked
very
about
best battle. Best
quality, quality battle where it wasn't like, can't nobody say, man, Jada killed Beans or Beans killed Jada. It was like, man, hey, that was a good battle.
Yep. The most even battle.
That was a good battle. Yeah, that's the most even battle that I've seen to date. And I think lyrically, Beans can go there, but like, I thought Beans too much of a too much of a legend to be like, you know, just jumping in, getting in this. But I understand if he did though. But
yeah, I mean, but Beans was firing back when Instagram posts and stuff too. But it's like, I don't know, man. I don't feel right with Beans trying to come into this. It don't feel right. I feel like almost like Meek Mill's trying to do a tag team. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna
not necessarily, because if that's the case, then it's almost like, to me, the Game to be doing a tag team then, because like it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, like Drake dissed you now, like, you know, my nigga Drake, like, it's like that's
okay,
a tag team. Like, you co-signing Drake and then you jumping in too. Like, that, to me, that's a tag team. So if Beans were to get into it, I couldn't really necessarily fault him, but I just think, for real, they should go ahead and just kill it, man. It ain't even, they're not that serious.
Yeah, you see what Nipsey said, right? You see what Nipsey Hussle just said. He just dropped a whole article talking about, he's like, man, none of these cats need to be doing. He said, ain't nobody going to do nothing. Cats got too much money to be doing what they should be, what they talking about doing on tracks.
So Nipsey did say something about it.
Yeah. He got a whole article talking about it.
And what was he saying?
He was just saying that none of these cats going to do nothing. They really ain't got nothing popping like that. Ain't nobody going to really be, you know, shooting nothing or doing nothing like that. And he don't need to. He's like, we black men, we should all be trying to do some better stuff or whatever, which is real talk. But I love a rap beef, though. I ain't going to front, man. I love on wax.
Yeah, of course I do too.
Yeah, I love it on wax, man. I just don't like when cats get to tell me I'm gonna beat you down and all that. Like, come on, man. Ain't nothing. First of all y'all got 50 cats with y'all. Neither one of them y'all gonna touch each other. It may be people in y'all crews, you know, but y'all ain't gonna touch each other. Y'all ain't gonna touch it. Ain't nobody gonna fight like that, man. And Meek actually, Game may be giving Meek a life branch because Meek looking decent on that reverse track. On his response track was decent. It's a good track.
Yeah.
Meek is he's regaining some steam. He probably like, good, I got another chance. Cause he didn't go after 50. None of them cats. It was his cats just pummeling him at one point. He couldn't do nothing about it. He couldn't do nothing about it.
Yeah, he definitely did this one right, if I'm saying, like, as far as a response. Like, I wish he would have responded this fast for the Drake one. But, I mean, I think Meek is talented, man. I think he could, you know, he can definitely write. And I just wish he would have wrote faster with Drake, or even been first with the Drake incident.
And my thing, only thing I'm disliking about this beef and, like, the new style of beefs is, like, the using Instagram and stuff like that. Why don't you just do what Joe Budden did? No, whatever you want to say about Joe Budden, he dropped track after track on Drake. So drop a track after track and put the preview of it on Instagram. Don't even put no pictures up. You know what I mean? Like, drop the music instead of putting a picture. Even it's funny, but it's not real hip-hop to me, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, get on the track. If you're going to annihilate them. Don't be going back and forth. And you're going to wait to see what Game put up next. Then Game going to see what Meek Mill put up. Then now he going to watch what Beans put up. Come on, man. That's some...
Right.
Let's rhyme. Let's get on the microphone and rhyme. All
right. Right. Nah, you right.
Next up, your boy Bobby Shmurda. Only gets 7 years, man.
Yeah, I would have said that 7 years, too, if I was him.
They'll never take me alive. I'm getting high with my 4-5. Cocked on these suckers, time to die. Even as a youngster, causing ruckus on the back of the bus. I was a fool all through high school, kicking up dust. But now I'm labeled as a troublemaker. Who can you blame? Smoking weed helped me take away the pain. So I'm hopeless, rolling down the freeway, swerving. Don't worry, I'm about to crash up on the curb, cause my business is blurry. Maybe if they tried to understand me, what should I do? I had to feed my fucking family. What else could I do? I'm slanging with the homies, fuck hanging with them phonies in the club. Got my mind, no danger. Never been a stranger to homicide. My city's full of gangbangers and drive-bys. Why do we die at an early age? He was so young, but still a victim of the 12 gauge. My memories of a corpse, mind full of sick thoughts. And I ain't going back to court, so fuck what you thought. I'm drinking Hennessy, running from my enemies. Will I let them be 23 and so much pain?
Oh, we back. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm sure.
Bobby Shmurda with the 7 years. We talking about, like, his boy got 50. Somebody else got, like, 90 or something. Like,
Yeah, man. I said. In that case, I would have taken the 7 years too, man. Because Bobby Shmurda still, he might be 30 by the time he gets out. You know, or it might be he before it, because like, he probably get off of good behavior or something like that.
Yeah, he got two. He already did two already. Two of that seven, yeah, they said. So he only got five left. Let's say he do four more, so he'll be...
Or if he do three more. Yeah. He might do three more years.
And if he do three more, he'll be like, because he started at 19. And that was born in 2013 or so. So that was, he was 19, 20 then. So he'll be late 20.
Maybe like 25, 26.
Yeah, he'll be somewhere in there. Yeah, he got a lot. But nobody's going to care about him rap-wise.
No, because he had one. He definitely only had one song.
And maybe it. If you want to say that song, Bobby Bitch, maybe if you want to slide that in there and say he had two songs.
Right.
But
yeah,
shit,
man.
The chick Young M.A. done took over his whole lane, though, shit.
Yeah, that one chick with
the one where Meek took the beat from for that dissing game.
So I'm talking about the stud chick?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. She basically is Bobby Shmurda as a girl.
Right, but she's more lyrical though.
Yeah,
way more lyrical. Like, I mean, she can actually rhyme though. She can actually rhyme.
Yeah, and May, Young and May is nice though, man. She had that one song over that what was that that Chirac beat that everybody was talking about before though, like last year. That's where she started trying to blow up from. That she redid that Chirac song.
Right. So, no. I'm thinking of the Bobby Shmurda beat.
Yeah,
she might have rapped over that too.
Yeah, but she's she's on that Chirac one, the one that Nicki was on. On that remix.
Okay.
Yeah, she, if you put it in there, it's got like millions of views. You could find it if you want to listen to it and everything. But yeah, Bobby Shmurda, Bobby Shmurda said, I guess he could have did 5 years or something, but he took less time for his boy or something like that.
The boy didn't get less time. I did read that.
Yeah, Rowdy Reg or something like that. The dude with the dreads that be, not the dreads, with little braids that be jumping around with him.
I'm trying
to figure out how if that's true though. Like you can't I don't think this is like Monopoly where you can pull your money together and be like, okay, well we gonna do X amount of time together. So I was trying to figure out the mathematics on that. I had hit my girl homegirl up. There's a lawyer that's like, dude, like, hey, what does that mean though? Because like,
no way.
Yeah, that's why but she went, they in Europe and everything. So I sent her a Instagram post asking like, how is it possible that you know, like, how can you, a lawyer can you be like, hey, if he would have snitched, I guess. But it looked like it was obvious what it was. So it's like, we don't go out and get this dude 12 years anyway.
How can one person
barter for somebody else? And it's not like, unless they was all snitching or something, we don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. He's like you said, okay, I'm going to take.
Like you playing spades or something. Like I got five and a possible. You know what I'm saying? We could trade that in. You know, or poker or something. Or you gonna trade these three spades out for these three jacks and see what happens.
But what if he messed up? What if he did do that? And then he took the 7 years. And what if they still gave his boy more time? It ain't like you know what they're going to do because it's a court system. Anything can happen.
So you say that they come back retroactively like, oh, we still get Rowdy Ridge for 12 years anyway, you know.
Yeah, right. Something like that. Then it's like, how do you know? How can you be for sure that, okay, if I don't do this, if I don't take these 5 years, then I get seven. Then my boy going to get seven too. Like,
I guess you could have it in writing. Or whatever. And that's the best. I guess that's the only way, I guess, legally that you could have it in writing.
Right.
All right. Next up, man. Lil Wayne, man. Going after the bird, man. Like, hardcore now.
Yeah, well.
having Lil Wayne money, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think Wayne had every right to feel and, you know, be doing what he's doing, man. Because it's like, with Birdman, one thing about this, dog. Wayne pretty much kept them afloat. Money.
More than that, he put they record label on his back for at least 4 years.
Yeah, I'm talking about single-handedly kept them afloat. You know what I'm saying? Like he even made it to where Birdman was selling music. You know what I'm saying? Like
he did the duo album he put out with Birdman. Remember it was like the Lil Wayne and Birdman.
Like Father Like Son or something
Stunt Like My Daddy. Was it Stunt Like My Daddy?
Yeah, Stunt Like My Daddy. That's something them stunt. Yeah. So yeah, that song was on there.
Dude.
But see, they need to I think Birdman just needs, but now at this point Wayne ain't trying to work with him no more. So he's like, I'm through. You know.
And even Jay Prince jumped in. They said Jay Prince even jumped in and tried to help out and Wayne was like, nah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you know Jay Prince. That's the OG goon right there.
Yeah, I know
Much
Jay Prince.
Respect.
That really gets
much
gets
respect. Yeah, but I feel Wayne though, man. Like it just feel like Baby just up to no good at all times, man.
Yeah, dude. When you talk about a guy who owes somebody, when you say millions of dollars, you know.
And
on top of millions.
And Baby has been sued by a lot. Like, shout out to the Hip Hop Digest podcast. They call Baby the litigant. Because you remember.
Why they call him a litigant?
Okay, so you know Juvenile was suing him. BG sued him. Turk is still suing him right now. He won, and he's still like they going over all his paperwork. He won like a $800,000 for them or something like that just recently. And them getting a whole deal, the chick Julia Beverly, the one that started Ozone Magazine, she's right. The one that helped them get their deal with Universal, and they never paid her money. She had to sue them too. And I'm assuming
it's you saying she did sue them?
No, she did. She won. She had to sue them, and it took them years. She's the one that got them their deal at Universal, and they never paid her for like being the broker.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they.
If you always getting sued, it's like it's something wrong, something going on.
It just seemed like them deals over Cash Money be like golden houses, like it just being worth nothing.
Yeah, but see, and man, my thing, I know Cash Money was making some money, but I just knew, what you saying, you got somebody like Baby making, and I ain't going to say making, but buying like Bugattis, and, he buying a $20 million mansion here, and he got a mansion in L.A. too.
Got one in Houston, like, got one in Miami, New Orleans.
Yeah, it's like, you seem like you living harder than Wayne, and that's like y'all cash cow. I would absolutely make sure that Wayne ate before anything, anybody. Like, I want to make sure, and Wayne that brought me Drake, Nicki Minaj, I'm going to make sure that Wayne eats. You know what I'm saying? Damn, to make him the CEO of me. Both of us run this company together.
It's going to be one person that's going to say no to that. Mr. Slim.
Slim.
Slim Williams got something to say about that. And that's the person we ain't heard from, though.
But that just lets you know how trail poppy Slim is, bro. Slim ain't said nothing.
Hey, he ain't said nothing in 3 years.
Bruh, I don't think I ever heard Slim talk.
Oh, no, it's he did an interview. No, you can go online and find like interviews with him, but I think the last one's like 2012, though. No bullshit.
No, I believe you, but I'm just saying, like, with Slim, he doesn't talk much.
But what, and nobody talks about Slim either. Ain't like Lil Wayne saying fuck Baby and Slim. He just said Baby.
He just saying, he's saying fuck Cash. He said fuck Cash Money.
Okay, so he's saying fuck Slim, and apparently then too.
Yeah, Slim's Cash Money, yeah. So, but I think he probably more so aiming it at, Baby, I'm sure. Yeah.
I mean, man, dude, if you'd have said this could be a possibility, would you be like, yeah, they're going to be beefing in 10 years?
I wouldn't, like, nah, they're too close.
Oh, you know what? Bump that. I don't put past nobody when it comes to money, like big money like that, and relationships being broken up if it's not real friendship and if it's not being real transparent. We ain't seen groups break up all the time. So maybe we should know that was going to happen.
I mean, but with them too, it just seemed like they were Cash Money, So yeah. To me, it was just like if it was a money situation, it would have been handled and, they would have been handed amongst them. But, like, it done spilled over the way. It was always rumored that, remember when Pusha T was like, you signed to a nigga, they signed to another nigga. Like, Pusha T kind of hinted on it years ago, and then he did Lil Wayne. Now, I didn't really know. I didn't look in depth on it. I'm thinking, like, oh, he's saying that. But, that's just the way Cash Money works. But I never knew that it was going to come a time where they was really going to, like, pretty much, it mirrored exactly what Pusha T was saying.
Hey, yeah. Pusha T was even on some ill shit on his last album when he was like, that's why, because your label head buying Bugattis with your money.
Oh, he did. So he did say that?
Yeah, he said your label head buying Bugattis with your money. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's deep, ain't
it? Hey, man. Hey, and now you see this going. And it's before Lil Wayne even came out saying he was mad at them, though. Pusha T was saying all this stuff.
Yeah, that's deep.
Hey, that's deep, ain't
that's
it?
Deep.
And that make you think, like, yo, Pusha T and Malice really did know what was up then, for real, what was going on over there at Cash Money.
Bro, you got to think, that they know what goes on in that world. You know what I mean? Because look at like Pusha T situation. He knows, for one, Kanye, I'm sure, is a outstanding businessman for him to be in the business this long and still be able to do what he does. And Pusha T he's been connected with Pharrell, Kanye. I mean, we talking about just like some big name people. And I know, you know, he knows the business side of it. Just like, and then, you know, in the comedy shit, like, even on my level, I still know, like, a lot of inner workings of the business side of it. And I probably could say some stuff if I were to, you know, go in depth, say some stuff that people that wouldn't even know. Like, certain people have writers that people would, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. It'd be like that. So Pusha T knows things about that. And he knew, but we, I didn't trip off of that with him saying it. But now looking back, I'm like, yeah, hey, he was telling the truth. Like, yeah, that is how it was with Wayne and them.
Yeah, like, dang, like, you, and then think about it, like, on the real, Pusha T has had a rejuvenation of a career too, because if you, I remember at one point where Jive basically messed up that whole Hell Now Have No Fury album. Remember that second album, Mr. Me Too and all that? That was like their best album people sell on the low, the second one. And they messed it all up, Jive.
Talking about Pusha T?
No, I'm talking about the Clips, that second album that everybody liked, but they didn't really push it. Jive didn't. And remember that's what Pusha T said, Jive wasn't fucking with us or something like that, or Jive was fucking up our money. I think they said on. Yeah.
I ain't hear about
it. And you gotta think about it, like, after that, it was a point where they was just doing mixtapes on a low. What was their little crew that they had with Famlay and all them? What is it, Connect Gang or something like that?
Man, I forgot.
You know, remember that little crew they had, though, like Connect Gang? It was something like that, where Squad Gang, it was something like that. But they was having to basically be back on a low for a minute. And on the low, Kanye really rejuvenated Pusha T's career, if you want to be honest.
He did. I mean, but you got to think, yo, D.
He rejuvenated Common's career, too.
Yeah, we ain't even out there like that. But if they was like, hey, y'all, Kanye West producing a new artist, Daryl Fryston, people would check it out because of you. Pusha, but I'm saying, but Pusha T was already nice with it. And then you hear, okay, Kanye, he's under Kanye West, and he's going to release, you know, this album. Yeah, people going to want to hear it. You know, that's just the way it is. People going to want to hear it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think, when do you think that Pusha T, well, you think it was that song Runaway that brought Pusha T back with Kanye?
Yeah, that was
with the little piano, at the beginning. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that ain't right.
And that, what's the other song, with everybody, with 2 Chainz and everybody on there? He came
was
with
it on Coldest Winter?
Yeah. What, you know, no. That Coldest Winter compilation joint. It won a Grammy. Damn, what's the name of that song, man? Because it's, oh, man, it's that black and white joint where they end the garage. Our listeners know.
I don't know. Logical. You know, if I know that in this hotel room they have food every day, and I'm knocking on the door every day to eat, and they open the door, let me see the party, let me see, like, them throwing salami all over the, I mean, just like throwing food around, where they're telling me there's no food in here. You know what I'm saying? Every day, I'm standing outside trying to sing my way in. You know what I'm saying? We are hungry, please let us in. We are hungry, please let us in. After about a week, that song is going to change to, we hungry, we need some food. After 2-3 weeks, it's like, you know, give me all the food, I'm breaking out the door. And after a year, then you just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm picking the lock, coming through the door, blasting, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you hungry, you reached your level, you don't want any more. We asked 10 years ago. We was asking with the Panthers. We was asking with them, you know, with Civil Rights Movement. We was asking, you know, now those people that were asking, they're all dead and in jail. So now, what do you think we're gonna do? Ask.
Yeah, go. But no, what I was saying, I think it was Mercy. It's that song Mercy. That song with 2 Chainz, Big Sean, and Kanye, you know, where it's that black and white in the garage, where the camera is going from left to right. It's like one continuous shot.
I somewhat remember.
And that's the song that kind of blew 2 Chainz up too, though. That's the song that kind of blew 2 Chainz up too.
Yeah, no, I somewhat remember that. I mean, because, you know, I had the album, I just had to listen to it.
Yeah. So, all right, man, Nelly with these taxes, man. People, we got like 3 emails from people. It's like, man, I know y'all ain't going to not talk about Nelly with the taxes.
Well, I'm going to say this, man. As far as him with his taxes, I don't know. I mean, I know they, you know, saying he the man owes, but I don't know how much money Nelly got. Nelly probably has enough money to pay. So who's to say that he won't just pay the taxes off and be cool in the next few weeks? I mean, it is millions, but
how does that get out? My thing is, how does that get out? How the fuck does that get out? That
I mean, that, I think that that's public information, man. Like, you know, you have tax liens and all that kind of stuff.
It must be on some property. It must be on some property then or something.
No, no, wait. I mean, not even on some property, but, like, if you get far enough behind to where, like, it's a case against you and, you know, in the court system, you know, the court system.
So, hold up. So somebody's sitting in there just going on CaseNet, you saying in, and just, I'm thinking, like, no. It's produced somewhere, like, where you could just read up on it. So somebody had to go in, of course, CaseNet and put Cornell Haynes in.
I don't know. I honestly got it, man. With something like that, or either somebody could have been working for the IRS or whatever and sold an information to somebody. Like, hey, I got some info on Nelly. Because
He $2 million. He owed $2 million.
Yeah,
and somebody,
like,
somebody like, what? TMZ like, what? Like, no, for real. Like, I'm gonna send you the paperwork over. Actually, you could give, because you could subpoena the, if it's an open, if it's a public record, you can subpoena for that. Like you said, like, if
right.
you visit, like, well, hey, let's go, hey, so make sure you subpoena for information before y'all put it up. Y'all can't put up my document I sent y'all. Make sure y'all ask
for
it.
And I'm giving you my PayPal account number so you can put that money in my account for me to give me this information.
In my PayPal account. You don't even want to track to your checking account. Like, I'm putting my PayPal account.
Nah, put my PayPal account.
And this one I made up, HuggyBear55 at Gmail.
That was a Huggy Bear.
It'll be something totally,
but
totally
yeah,
different.
But I mean, with Nelly's tax situation, I can only go off, and I read it, but, you know, I know how those things go. Like, you have people like Ron Isley had a tax situation.
Yeah, he was
Ron
in jail,
Ron Isley lives in a big-ass house in St. Louis still.
He still do. He live in Chesterfield, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But Ron Isley was doing some dirt. Ron Isley was doing some dirt shit, though. He was cashing his dead brother's checks, royalty checks.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was doing that.
Yeah, that's what he went to jail for. It was taxes. He did owe taxes, but the main thing that the feds got him caught up on was cashing his dead brother's checks. Royalty checks.
I did not know that, dude.
Yeah, that dude was cashing his dead brother's royalty checks, man, for the, you know, for all the music and stuff. It was the one that had just died, too. The one that I think he had, like, an aneurysm or something. He was on the Mission and Please album on the front. Or whatever, but he had got sick like right after that, and that's when it dropped down to just Ernie and Ron.
So Ron was just cashing his checks.
Yeah, I think it's Odell. I think it's Odell is the one he was cashing the checks of, Odell Isley. Yeah, he was just cashing his checks like, oh, there ain't nothing. He my brother. We both Isleys.
Right, right. Like,
we both Isleys.
Same mama, same dad. Yeah.
But what do you think about this Nelly hashtag that Cass was trying to do? Save Nelly, or what was it? Save Nelly or something like that from taxes or something?
Yeah, trying to get him to 280 million streams.
Yeah.
man, I'm just like, something like that, man. I don't know, dude. Like, I don't even know if that's true, if that's going to get him enough to pay off his taxes, 280 million streams. But if it does, and people are that, you know, that much of a fan, let's like support him. Stream it. 280 million times, but I just know Nelly has made a lot of money, so I'm assuming that he probably has enough to pay them taxes off. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, like this is an email from my listeners, Christine Siobhan. Like, she goes, fellas, I know you all are gonna cover the Nelly situation. You gotta know the one person that's laughing is the dude from your city. I think his name is Slim or STL Slim. I know he's probably the one laughing real, real hard from his beef from him on Instagram. Damn.
You talking about Loose Cannon?
She called STL Slim. She don't know. We just go by Slim to us.
Yeah, Slim. Yeah.
Well,
shit. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen Slim say anything about Nelly.
Well, you want to know why? Because every nigga can go up on taxes. You ain't going to laugh about a nigga with taxes because they might start coming after you.
yeah, that's true.
Because anybody can get hit by taxes. They ain't nothing to be laughing at.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, with Slim, if him and Nelly were to get into it,
But he ain't brought it out. Normally, I think if it had been anything else, like if Nelly would have got locked up or something else, I think Slim would have been on it. But I think with the taxes, because it's like, man, I ain't gonna say nothing about them if they don't say nothing about me. Talk about the tax man. I ain't gonna say nothing, and I ain't gonna laugh at a man for that. It's like laughing, for instance, if his daughter got raped or something. I ain't gonna laugh about that. I'm just saying it would be something something you don't want to happen to you. You like, and it could happen to you potentially because anything could happen in this world. You know, especially something graphic like a rape or the tax man. Because especially in a celebrity, taxes is always sitting there, boy. They'll get you on taxes fast.
Yeah, they will.
And they'll wait too.
Yeah, they will.
And they'll wait on your ass too, though. That's the messed up part.
They're like, oh, we're right.
Yeah, You missed $20. We're gonna let that shit sit for 10 years till it's $50,000.
Oh.
And it's compound interest. Compound interest. They ain't giving you compound interest, man.
And now you got $500,000 for $20.
Yep. And it's sitting there bad. But hey, Javon, once again, let everybody know, where are you going to be performing again coming out of New York?
I'm performing in Connecticut. I'm not sure the exact location. I'm not sure the name of the venue. I got to call Marshall Brandon.
Make sure they're in New Haven. Make sure they ain't gun waving New Haven.
Man, look, I'm getting on the transit and getting back, man.
It's called gun waving New Haven for a reason.
Well, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be in Gun Haven, gun waving
New Haven. And in Bridgeport too. Shout out, we got listeners in Connecticut. They'll know what I'm talking about. Bridgeport too. Bridgeport gets down too.
Well, tell them to hit me up, man. I'll let them know exactly where.
Where can they hit you up at online or whatnot?
They can hit me up at Javon at JOVANBIBBS. That's on Twitter, Instagram, and the same name on Facebook, Javon Bibbs.
All right, and make sure y'all email us straightolc@gmail.com, StroudLowCast fan page. We got to do that prank call though soon too though. People have been at like, dude, I want to see what's up. We have to do it tomorrow. We have to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we can. Actually, I'll be back maybe like Monday, man. So
okay.
We can do it tomorrow.
We can flip it though a little bit more too. With the
straight up.
To, your insurance is cut off because of this.
All right, well, I mean, whatever you got that we can add to it, let's just do it.
So, listeners, appreciate y'all with all the love. And email us with all y'all thoughts on the feedback show as always. And we'll be back next week. Peace.
Peace.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the root. Give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Keep your head up, ooh, child, things are gonna get easy.
Keep your head up,
ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Keep your head up,
ooh, child, things are gonna get easy.
Keep your head up.
Get right.
Hey yo, I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me.